is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to... Oh, nice little cough there at the start.
Sorry.
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast.
Hello.
Can I ask the question we all want to know? Liz, how regularly do you miss being a New York model?
I don't think I think about it half as much as you think about it, Scott.
Sure.
I don't. It's just like that. The minute I got on that plane and flew home, that was it for me. I closed the book on that.
Yeah.
That was the end of that
chapter. She hooked up with Dane and she was ready to start her new life.
Fucking private information.
It is
true, though.
All right, here's the best of today's show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Yay!
Good morning.
We're in a brand spanking new studio and don't know quite what to do with ourselves. And I'm looking particularly in your direction, Lise, because you're sitting here with whopping great black sunglasses on.
I mean, look, the studios are state of the art. I will say, though, Sarah, that they assured us that they'd be identical to our former studios, but my corneas are burning. The lights are so bright. I feel like I'm on stage, which is a nice feeling.
Yes.
But also, I need sunnies.
I think you've lost your retinas in the 5 a.m. minute.
They're officially gone. I have a great story to kick off the show for you. A terrific initiative.
Well, that's presumptive, but okay. I'll be the judge of that.
A terrific initiative from an independent grocer in Canada who was tired of his customers forgetting their reusable bags. That's relatable, isn't it? Because people are still finding it tricky to remember to get
them out.
Well,
the entire bottom shelf of my pantry is just chock-a-block full with fabric and biodegradable plastic
bags.
That's
right. Or the boot of your car, whatever.
I'm forever buying them.
What he's done is, in the event that you've forgotten your reusable bags and you have to purchase one of their bags... He has had a set of his own bags printed with very embarrassing messages on them. For example, one of them says, "Into the weird adult video emporium." The next one, "If you've forgotten your bag, you can choose from this one, the colon care co-op." And the last one is Dr. Toe's Wart Ointment Wholesale. So if you forget your bags, you are punished by carrying around bags saying that you've been to an adult store and to get a colonoscopy.
Punishment, though, because I'm looking at the photo that's up on your computer right now, and they're actually printed in a very cool way. The fonts are all very 70s.
Yeah.
They look kind of fresh out of, like think of the Coca-Cola writing that's on the back. I mean, I wouldn't hate walking around with a colon care plastic bag, if I'm telling you the truth.
I mean, you do like a GP, so.
I do. On top of my health needs.
He is saying that it has backfired a little bit because they are so good that people want to buy the full set.
I knew I was onto something.
They want to collect the set of three. Anyway, we'll put it up on our Instagram at Liz and Sarah. It's a pretty rad.
Oh, wow.
It's a rad
bag. Is that
bag.
Right, Mum? It's a rad bag, is it?
It's hip-hop happening.
It's a bit lit, if you ask me.
Are you going to take your glasses off?
I'm not taking my glasses off. Sarah, there's companies all across the world now that are offering a new kind of perk to their employees. I think this is going to irritate you, which is why I'd like to talk about it. So there is a new form of leave, employee leave, that they're calling fraternity or paternity.
I mean, look, you think it will irritate me, but because there's a pun in it, I'm right behind it.
So for those who haven't picked up on the pun, this type of leave is for people who have bought themselves a new pet. And they need time with their new pets at home to get them used to their surroundings. And they can't be at work during that time. So they have said to their bosses, "I need to either work remotely or I need paid leave to look after
And that becomes Fido. That becomes a workplace's problem for someone to deal
well,
with
their pets. Well, it does. It does. Because they're saying that there's a growing trend in pet ownership, in, you know, with millennials, people are really investing in their animals. It's just the way of the future. And workplace policies need to keep up with that. And offering that level of flexibility to their employees makes
but
people
is it,
happy.
Is it flexibility? Is it just working from home when you have a new pet?
Okay, so
that's cool. Or is it you actually get a chunk of leave to let your pet settle in? Because in days gone by, you just got a pet when you took your annual leave. That's how it works. So is it leave in lieu of annual leave?
There's different levels depending on the company. There's a big marketing firm over in the US who offer 1 week of remote work. So you work from home, you go about your business while you settle in your pet.
Yeah.
There's another company. This bit I love. There's another company that offer 2 weeks of paid leave only if you adopt a pet. And you know I'm all for rescue animals. There's too many bloody animals on this planet. We don't need to be buying cavoodles and badoodles and all of that.
Is this for cats too?
No, no cats.
Oh, wow. This is discrimination.
Just for dogs. Then there's...
Is this the bit that you're... Because I have a cat. You have a dog.
No, I'm sorry. You can't take any leave.
So I can't take leave because I'm a cat owner.
Well, it depends on the company, Sarah.
You can because you've rescued a dog.
There are... You know
double
Amazon.
Standards.
You know
this is
Amazon.
Double pet standard.
Yeah.
Amazon has an entire floor in their. I think it's what's that company? What's that place? I don't know, Detroit or something. they have an entire floor of their office building for dogs.
Why?
Why not?
Pets at work are so distracting.
They're not. They make people happy. They're not allowed to be up. They're not.
We had a pet day at work here, and there were dogs blueing out in the sales cubicles.
That's so true.
That's so true. If you have pets at work, you just write off work because everyone wants to cuddle and pat them.
But it makes
I get that.
It makes workplace morale better.
Look, I am all for employees having flexible leave, and I think they should be able to use that for however they see fit, whether they've got a pet, whether they've got a relative they need to care for, whether they've got kids. I actually don't mind at all. So I think you thought it would annoy me, but you don't know me at all.
There also is a bit here that says Sarah Wills is never to cash in on this kind of initiative.
Well, I've got to go and rescue a dog to get 2 weeks leave.
That's right.
Those two girls.
There is a fiery debate that's blowing up the internet. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of votes have been lodged. And the question that's being asked is, who deserves the armrests when you sit in the middle seat on a plane?
I don't like that you use the word fiery and blow up when we're talking about planes, but okay, I'm going to play along here.
So basically,
the middle seat is for
monsters. Nobody,
monsters, that's right.
Nobody actually chooses the middle seat deliberately. I think we can cover that off. Nobody. You get that.
There must be people out there.
I don't believe it. I think they're the people who aren't prepared to pay $4 to choose their seat allocation. Yes, we fly economy airlines.
The plague. I like an aisle seat. And I don't think I use armrests.
And this is why we travel well together, because I much prefer a window seat because I like to lean on the wall.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what people are saying. If you get the window seat, you lean. So you only need, you're never going to use an armrest.
Well, you shouldn't. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. If you get the aisle seat, you have the bonus of leg room. Sure, you might get run over by the trolley when the food comes, but you've got leg room to stretch out, which surely by default, doesn't that mean that the poor pet sitting in the middle should get both armrests?
So you're saying that's the perk of the middle seat?
Well, there has to be a perk to the middle seat because it is a wretched place to sit in any point of the plane. I don't care whether you're up the front, whether you're up the back.
What if you have affection issues and you just like feeling people on either side of you? Like, what if it's a psychological thing?
I think if I've been unlucky enough to sit in the middle seat, I think what I tend to do if I use the armrest is push my elbows right to the back of the seat. So they're resting on the arm rests, but they're not taking up any space. So if aisle and window want to join in the fun, they can perch their hands on my armrest as well.
This is a big question we need to discuss.
What would you...
I just wrap myself up in a giant hoodie and I put my arms across my chest like I'm mummified, okay? And I just cover myself. I cover my head with a hood. I put sunglasses on. I put earplugs in and I pretend that I'm not where I am.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel I'm good for the people beside me.
You're a beautiful person to travel with.
Oh, my God.
It's really lovely. I feel like our friendship deepens on every level when I get on a plane with you. I say to people, yeah, I'm with her.
I just zip up. You know, like I even looked at, they were manufacturing those onesies that also, like it was like a cocoon.
Mm.
I looked into one of those.
Mm.
So okay. I think that would be ideal for the middle seat as well as potentially having both armrests.
13, 10, 60. Let's hear what people have to say about
yes.
this. Mm-hmm. So should the middle seat on the plane be allowed both armrests? Mm. Maybe you're on the way to an airport right now. 13, 10, 60. Should the middle seat on the plane be allowed both armrests? Also, bonus phoner.
Oh, gosh.
Scotty, you can't throw this at us.
Do you like the middle seat?
Well, yes. Are you a freak? That too.
I think by default it should go to the person in the middle because it's a pain of a seat to get allocated on a plane. You need a perk.
Has someone actually decided this? Where did you come up with this concept?
Well, there's just a debate that's going on the internet now. There's been hundreds of thousands of people who are weighing in. For the most part, they're saying no, they shouldn't.
Can
both.
They do away with the middle seat and just use it as storage? I've just come up with an incredible solution.
I mean, you're like, an ideas woman, Lise. You really are.
Right?
Yeah.
Surely there's something to be done
all right,
here.
We're throwing it open to phones on 13 10 60. Pat, good morning. Should the person in the middle seat get both armrests?
Oh, without a doubt. I'm an aisle guy, but if you're stuck in the middle, it's definitely a... two armrest seat for sure.
Yeah, and do you think, I mean, you loud and proudly stated that you're an aisle guy. Do you think choosing to sit in the middle is weird?
Well, I don't think you choose it. I think you're just, that's bad luck. You know, everyone gets the aisle or the window.
Yep.
And if you're in the middle, you're either a young kid or you just missed out. You just got the short straw.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you're saying with me that they should, as a perk of being allocated the rubbish seat, get both armrests.
Well, I don't think it's a perk. I think it's a right. Like, there'll be protests around this if you try and take the armrests off the centre person. It's, it'll be like the Hong Kong protests, I reckon.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, big call.
Pat has spoken.
I think a million people showed up to those. So
that's Debbie, on 13, 10, 60, what do you reckon? Should you get the armrests if you're dumped in the middle seat on a plane?
Hello. No, I didn't think so. I was thinking, you know, the right-hand seat, or if you can get away with putting your arms back like you suggested, like right back into the edge and then, you know, the other person having a bit of a go as well. I thought that was okay. But I really love what the caller before said, so I'm going to take my middle seat and I'm going to be loud and proud and I may even just try it out and see how we go.
Yeah, hopefully I think if you try the chicken position where you do have your leg, your elbows out like wings towards the back, I think you can get away with it and still be seen as a sharing character. Caring person.
Deb, are you at the airport now, are you?
No, we're about to arrive, though.
Wait, Deb, are you a middle seater? Do you choose the middle seat?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I usually am window seat because I just love looking out. But then as I've got older, I am definitely the aisle seat. Mm.
Ah, yes, right. See, I take the window seat too, but I immediately pull the shutter down so too much light doesn't
Absolutely.
Come in. I'm sure I ruin that horizon experience for everyone else and
everyone's
then just fall asleep. John on 13 10 60, round us out here. If you are perched in the middle seat, the unlucky passenger, does that mean you should get both armrests?
I hate the middle seat. I'm a FIFO worker, so I travel all over the country by plane, but I have a solution for the middle seat.
Oh, you sound confident, John. I can't wait to hear it.
I worked with a gentleman on a project, and he was fine at work, nothing wrong with him. And every time we go to the airport to board the plane, he'd have an arm brace on. So I watched him two or three times, and then I ended up saying, what's actually wrong with your arm? He said nothing, but if I put this on my left arm and get a window seat, the person in the middle seat stays right away from my arm,
oh
so I
my
get
gosh.
The armrest.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What a genius.
The ultimate deception. I love the fact that he's travelling and carrying an arm sling with him in his carry-on.
That is phenomenal.
I started doing it as well, straight afterwards.
So there's a lot of injured FIFO workers boarding planes. Is that what you're saying, John?
If the middle person falls asleep, when they wake up, you clutch your arm and you look at them like you're in real pain, and then they're just horrified to go anywhere near it.
I think arm braces are available at all good chemists. So
John is easily my new favourite listener of the show.
I like
put
people,
a star next to John's name.
I like people who think creatively, Sarah. This is you know,
people
this
who
is
cheat
how,
the system. This floats like your boat, Lise. I know that better than anyone.
My boat, something fierce. Thanks, John.
You need a laugh to start your day. I think we found the ultimate story, and that is that completely out of nowhere at all, Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise to a UFC cage fight. That's it.
I mean,
why?
But he did it on Twitter, didn't he?
Twitter, yes. This is what he wrote.
Look, I'm just going to say it, Sarah. It's risky business because I have seen Tom Cruise jump on a couch. And if that man jumps on a human the way he jumps on a couch, Bieber's in trouble.
This is the thing. So Bieber wrote on Twitter, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? Conor McGregor has put his hand up and said, I will put on the fight. I will put on the
fight. Who is Conor McGregor?
The UFC champion guy.
Yes. Okay? Do you know what? This is something that my eldest son would challenge my youngest son to. This happens in my household on the weekly.
But here's the thing. Bieber is 25.
Yeah.
He's 5'9".
Doesn't matter.
He's challenging Tom Cruise, who's 56.
He's wiry.
5'7". I think Bieber's cruising for a bruising.
Yeah.
This is going to be the war of the worlds, guys.
I mean,
yes.
I don't know what is going through Bieber's head. Surely now he wants to. Is it too late
now to say sorry? Oh.
That was executed poorly.
But no. He's gone into this with his eyes wide shut. And he's saying to Tom, you're going to need a cocktail or three.
And I think Tom is probably saying back to him, Scott. That's it. That's the one.
I mean, now I know the one you wanted.
What, guys, if you're
overall,
listening,
it's Mission Impossible.
Scott and Sarah are so in sync, are they not?
It's amazing. We're basically one person.
My eyes get wider and wider. Scott looks at me and says,
"I've got one more.
What?
I've got one more."
Yeah.
Tom Cruise movie pun.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Tom Cruise is saying to Justin Bieber, you're going to be asking for your mummy soon.
Okay, I get the money. I get, yeah.
Tom Cruise was in the movie Mummy, guys. Oh, my God.
I think Tom Cruise would be saying, show me the money, and he will do it. At this point in time,
Sarah.
Tom has not responded.
But Tom's the top gun, so.
Okay, thank God you recovered there.
And they're both, you know, there are a few good men in the room. I've got more, but I think I should stop.
I mean, I wouldn't if I was you. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what little Biebs is thinking.
I love
Has
it.
He been smoking something? What's happening?
I have a genuine question. So he's married to Hayley Baldwin now.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. He's not a child anymore. What the hell's happening?
They live in New York. Now, as a former New York supermodel, Lee.
Oh, shut up, Scott.
Don't you think if your husband was you'd be like, all right, Justin, off the Twitter for a little while. Or do you think she's encouraging it?
Yeah. I don't think his parents confiscated his phone enough when he was younger. And that's why he's no filter
you
between brain and fingers.
I would go to that fight. This is the thing. Like, this is going to be so entertaining. I watched Gladiator yesterday and I am down for it. I want to see a fight.
Oh my God.
I want to see it. Sarah, I challenge you. To a fight in the octagon.
Because I will just lie down and let you pummel me. No, I will. I'm like one of those snakes that just roll over belly up and play dead until the predator leaves.
Come on, Sarah.
I will do with you. No, because you're skinny, but you're strong and you're wiry. You have much more strength than me.
Even when I give her a dead arm, she cries.
Can I call it?
The fact you give me dead arms is an issue.
Producer Aaron, can you make sure the tape recorder's recording for what I say next?
Oh, God.
This is a publicity stunt. This is all prearranged.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's definitely happening.
I want to go.
But what for? Is this some kind of Will Ferrell movie
or something? Is it a charity event? Is it for a movie? Oh, so many possibilities. New album?
Looks like you will see that fight, Lise.
I'm paying. You know I don't pay for anything, but I'm going to pay.
Speaking of publicity stunts, tomorrow on the show from 5 a.m., Lise and Sarah going in the octagon together.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the best of today's show.
I wonder if he listened.
Do you want to repeat what you were just saying?
No, I do not. I do not.
Cool.
There's many stories.
Let's just say Lee's jumped from one relationship.
So I'm just saying, I thought he was gay, so I had to do something.
Oh my gosh.
Not Dane. Ex.
Defamation is a very real thing.
Actually, yeah, get rid of that. Put some music over the top of that.
Yeah, okay.
He's not listening.
While we're speaking.
Trust me, we've got about 50 listeners to this podcast.
While we're speaking,
he's not one of them.
While we're speaking about your relationships while in New York, can I just raise my favourite topic?
Sure.
Can
we pretend that
airplane in the night? Remember when we talked about aeroplanes and your relationships?
Oh, whatever, Scott. Why is it pick on Lee's day?
It's nice. I like it.
Yeah. Like, every Tuesday. Oh, my gosh.
What is he talking about? I can't
the Mile remember. High Club.
Oh, God. Bloody here we hell. Are. Okay. Don't be subtle about it.
Well, I'm not the one who brought it up.
Oh, yeah,
and anyway, I've never said anything about it.
Right. I had totally forgotten that. In fact, I had permanently erased that from my memory until now. Filthy creature.
You guys have made assumptions, and I have let you make those assumptions because that's the type of people you are. I've never said anything about anything.
Just say no.
Huh?
I mean, that's quite easy. If you haven't done something, you just say
no.
Nah.
But I like letting you assume.
You just give it. You just give it a bit of wills. Nah. That's it. Okay.
Anyway, let's go. We've got to go.
Nah.
We've got stuff to do.
Nah.
Bye.
What's Aaron doing?
Wrap it up.
All right, we gotta go. Enjoy your day. We're prisoners. Aaron's putting us in a cage.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.